Now, a U.S. appeals court has reinstated Saudi Arabia as a defendant in lawsuits alleging that it had provided support to al-Qaeda prior to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. The Federal Appeals Court in New York City has revived claims by families of victims of the attacks. Another court had previously ruled that Saudi Arabia was protected by a legal privilege, which says foreign countries can't be sued in American courts. The U.S. says nearly 3,000 people were killed in the attacks. It says most of the attackers were Saudi nationals who hijacked planes and flew them into the World Trade Center in New York City and the Pentagon in Washington. Joining us now via Skype from California is online columnist Alan Rowland to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Rowland. Now, the role of Saudi Arabia behind the 9/11 attacks is nothing new. It has been much debated. However, why do you think it took this long for the courts to recognize this?
Because the pressure is building on 9/11, and we have the whole matter of the government's report and the 28 redacted pages from that report has everything to do with Saudi Arabia. So there's obviously a subterfuge going on here, and which Saudi Arabia has been protected, and Saudi Arabia is somehow involved. And then we have the matter of the so-called hijackers, Saudi Arabia hijackers. Many of them have been found alive in Saudi Arabia. Now, there's too many unanswered questions. And so finally, the blowback is happening, and the government is finally responding to this, or the judicial system is finally responding to an obvious false flag, or what should we put it, cover-up, and in which the administration was somehow involved.
Well, that's an interesting point you raised there, that the collusion of Saudi Arabia at the end of the day was covered up by the U.S. government. So do you think that the U.S. government is going to allow this case to go on any further?
I think they'll do everything to keep it from happening. But I, quite honestly, there's too many truths that are coming out now, and the administration is getting very defensive. Obama has literally protected the Bush-Cheney administration, or I like to refer to as the Cheney-Bush administration, and I don't think he can do it much longer. There's too much public pressure, and it's starting to basically ferment, and rightfully so.
And so what do you think they're so afraid of coming out into the light?
What? I didn't hear your question.
What do you think they are really afraid of coming out in the open for the public to know?
Well, it's an old story here, but maybe let me make it very simple, the answer. They're afraid of the truth. And that's exactly why we have the spying, and why, because they're afraid of the American people armed with the truth, and particularly 9/11. Because 9/11 was when it all started. This is when basically the Patriot Act went into effect, and which a lot of our liberties disappeared. So the 9/11 truth is the one, that's the biggie. That's the one we've been aiming for as a 9/11 truther myself. That's what we've been aiming for. This is the first step in exposing what really happened. And we do need a new independent investigation of 9/11. Most people, including the people who even produced the 9/11 official story, do not believe it. So it's time to basically go back and retract that and get to the truth. So to answer your question, the American government is afraid of the truth.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Alan Rowland, online columnist, there joining us via Skype from California. It's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV, Mr. Rowland.